أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين يرمون المحصنات ثم لم يأتوا بأربعة شهداء فاجلدوهم 80 جلدة ولا تقبلوا لهم شهادة أبدا وأولئك هم الفاسقون. إلا الذين تابوا من بعد ذلك وأصلحوا فإن الله غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday in ayat number 3, we spoke about the natural inclination of those who fornicate, commit adultery, etc. Here in ayat number 4, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ, and those people who cast allegations against chaste women, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِأَرْبَعَةِ شُهَدَىٰ, then they do not bring four witnesses, فَجْلِدُوهُمْ 80 جَلْدَةً, then stripe them or whoop them 80 lashes. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the issue of leveling allegations against people who are chaste. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used the word muhsanat, a person who is free, in other words not a slave. That person is an adult, mature, past the age of puberty. And then together with that, the person has never committed zina. Although here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the feminine gender, whether it is a male or a female, and such a person has been now accused of having committed zina, committed adultery, the person that levels the allegation cannot bring the witnesses and the evidence of the zina that has been committed. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَجْلِدُوهُمْ 80 جَلْدَةً. Now the alligator, the accuser, will get 80 lashes. So we can see on the one hand, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the had and the punishment for having committed zina at a very severe level. Together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also placed the protection of the integrity of a believer, be it a male or a female. So here it becomes utmost important for us to understand and realize that we cannot go out and level allegations, especially of zina, against anyone, because this is an abhorred act in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each one of us have been given a protection by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as a matter of fact, to level these type of allegations is a sickness of the heart. It is such a sickness that never comes to an end. It knows no boundaries, it knows no limits. That we go around leveling allegations against people for whatever crimes they may be. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very specific that the crime that is being spoken about is that of adultery and fornication. There is another matter that is closely linked to this, that if perchance a person sees a believing man and a believing woman, a Muslim man and a Muslim woman in a compromising situation where it is shameless, where there is promiscuity, but one is not sure about the actual act of having committed zina, and if one wishes to report that to the Islamic hukumat and to the law in an Islamic country, then obviously one may do so, but one will not level the allegation of zina in itself. One will be very clear that they were in a compromising situation, a compromising position, a compromising condition. But one will never ever level the allegation of those two or that person committing zina to safeguard oneself from this crime of getting 80 lashes. And hence we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected every party insofar as this action is concerned. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after 80 lashes, the second form of punishment is, وَلَا تَقْبَلُوا لَهُمْ شَهَادَةً أَبَدًا, and do not accept the shahadat, do not accept the evidence ever. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ, and they are transgressive. They have exceeded the limitations and boundaries that have been set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It stands to reason that if someone levels an allegation of zina and adultery against another Muslim that had never committed this act of zina, had never fornicated or committed adultery, then that person is such a blatant liar that even in matters of deen, we cannot accept the shahadat of that person, we cannot accept the evidence of that person. How can we do that when the person cannot hold the sanctity of a human being, of a mu'min? Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made an exclusion, and Allah says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا, except that person, after leveling that allegation, he makes tawbah, or after he got his lashes, he makes tawbah, مِن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ, thereafter, وَأَصْلَحُ, and he makes amends, he rectifies that sin, that habit that he has, that sickness has left him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, then certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most compassionate. Here there are several issues that we need to understand. One is this, that the 80 lashes will continue even though the person makes tawbah. A person had committed zina, the matter went into the Islamic law, court of law, and the qazi had given the declaration that that person will be lashed or stoned to death. No matter how much tawbah that person makes, that tawbah is good for that person insofar as the matters of the hereafter is concerned. Now we find that in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that even though a person had made tawbah in his time, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam said that if that tawbah was divided among 70 people of Madinah Munawwara, it would have outweighed that tawbah. That tawbah is insofar as the akhirat is concerned, the punishment of this world will still continue. Secondly is this, that in this case when one leveled an allegation, then that tawbah is good for the akhirat. Insofar as Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi is concerned, that even after the tawbah, that person's shahadat, that person's evidence will still not be accepted, because Allah says abada, forever. Yes, insofar as being a gunahgar and a sinner in the courts of Allah, and insofar as the one's answerability in the courts of Allah in the hereafter is concerned, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has waived off. So here we can understand the severity of it is that one day is 80 lashes, secondly the shahadat is not accepted of that individual, and even though that person makes tawbah, according to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, that tawbah will be accepted by Allah, but that is insofar as the hereafter is concerned. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.